Just last weekend, I went shopping with my friend Anna. When it came time for lunch in the afternoon, Anna asked me if I was willing to go to a famous Japanese restaurant nearby. It was a well-renowned restaurant, and we might have needed to wait for a long time. To be honest, I have little interest in going to those internet-famous restaurants. I tried to persuade Anna to give up on the idea of Japanese food. I told her I was tired and thirsty, so I wanted to have a meal immediately. She was disappointed when she knew my opinion. Then she told me that she had been craving this Japanese food for a long time, and would be very sad if she didn't try it today. Her greatest joy was to taste all kinds of tasty foods. I was moved after hearing of her yearning, so I told her we could go to the bubble tea shop and chat there as it was still early and time flew by. She was so delighted and immediately bought me a bottle of bubble tea in return. I believe that, as friends, we must listen to and value each other's opinions and feelings. Although Anna really wanted to try the Japanese food, she still asked for my opinion before making a decision. Then she offered me a bottle of bubble tea. I was happy because I felt a sense of respect.